When you have no prayers, what are you going through today? Are you going through a physical bondage, some challenges with your children? Are you going through some addictions? Is there a bondage you're going through that you feel you can never escape from? Let's look at Exodus chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. It says, during that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Have you ever cried out to God? Crying is the first action we perform when we are born. Crying is the easiest response. God says you don't have to pray perfect, but when you cry out to God, you activate his covenant. God will remember his covenant and he will respect you. Let's take a look at Romans 8:26. It says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. The word weakness in this text in the Greek is referring to a physical sickness. This is not just emotional weakness. When we are under attack, the Holy Spirit helps us when we are under attack physically. So the question I ask is, how do we release that? The verse says, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Many of us pray like we know what we're doing, but based on the verse, we do not need to know. The Holy Spirit is our advocate, another name for lawyer. He knows all of God's laws of the universe. He knows what brings us good health and healing, and he knows what we lack. When the Holy Spirit is interceding through wordless groans, that is the love language that the Holy Spirit is communicating with God. Those of you that are married or have a significant other, think of it as a special term and meaning that you say to one another that no one understands what you're saying, but the two of you know exactly what you're saying to one another.